This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Turn your guns in. It's for the children. Set up a socialist America. It's for the children. Set up a communist America. It's for the children. Open the borders of Europe up to 80% military age men to pour in 10 million plus for the children. Call them all children. Put 25-year-old Islamic invaders trained by ISIS and Al-Qaeda in public schools, in middle schools and high schools, and let them rape the children for the children. Call everyone invading the nation on the southern border a child. That's what Obama tried. It's incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a historical expert on wide-spectrum news and analysis, and that's why the globalists hate my guts. And when we return in the next segment, I'm going to show you total, irrevocable, absolute, ultra-massive proof that they know full well that Trump is following standard policy set up 9 years ago by Barack Hussein Obama, and that his policy was similar to that of George W. Bush and follows standard policy that we've had since the days of Dwight D. Eisenhower. And I'm going to show you the news articles, the video clips, congressional debates with Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton, all saying the same things just a few years ago about the situation. When you capture thousands of people sometimes a day, you don't just throw children in with a bunch of undocumented men and women, many of them coyotes, many of them criminals fleeing justice. If you do that, the children get raped, they get killed. That is standard procedure, but it gets even crazier. You've got the Democrats from New York to Texas running around beating on walls, saying, let us in, it's hot out here, when it's 72 degrees inside, implying that they're all dying. And you've got the former director of the CIA, Hayden, that creep, comparing it to Dachau and Buchenwald and Auschwitz, claiming that they're concentration camps. Unbelievable, insane stunts, but it gets even more wild. Ladies and gentlemen, when we return, the UN human rights head said Trump's policy separating migrant families is abuse. Ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations is world famous for raping, murdering, and killing children they take from their families and sex trafficking them from the Balkans to Africa to Asia to Latin America. And we're going to go over all of that. I made a film on the UN abuse of children. It's incredible. America Destroyed by Design. About a third of the two-hour film is on that subject. But just search engine, UN caught smuggling children. Hell, the UN just got caught in a huge Reuters report in January of this year. Print that up. UN running giant child trafficking ring in Haiti. Print that for me, please, crew. So this is amazing. Yeah, United Nations, peacekeepers caught running a child sex ring. 2,000-plus cases of sexual abuse reported. Boom. That was a whole other case. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But the way they hoax this, that Trump has concentration camps. Well, we've got exclusive video up on Infowars.com where they go over what's really inside these facilities. And yes, they have chain link fences inside these air conditioned buildings so that people can't get in to hurt the children. Because you also have people under 18 there, so you have the teenagers separate. And we're talking about full indoor gyms. We're talking about the equivalent of, you know, a nice 5A school, nice beds, everything. America on average, takes better care of children anywhere else in the world. But the murderous globalist UN and the communist Chinese that actually sell people's organs, they're all lecturing Trump right now because they want totally open borders for globalism.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mouth.
A few months ago, in early 2019, Peter Sutherland, the former head of the EU, former deputy director of the UN, who had made himself the head of the UN Global Migrant Initiative, died. But he lives on with the fact that the UN runs over 100 major nations' immigration policy. Under UNESCO treaties that Trump pulled out of last year, since the days of William Jefferson Clinton, he entered UNESCO, the UN had been telling the State Department who could come in and who couldn't, and were, quote, vetting the refugees, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters. Now, that's essential to understand, so we're not just looking at what's happening with the detained immigrant and migrant children, the children of illegal aliens invading, the parents abusing their children, taking them over thousands of miles through dangerous areas, through rattlesnakes, through the smugglers, the coyotes, through all of it. Obama's own Justice Department and ICE estimated 80% of women that are brought across the border by the coyotes are raped as a part of their passage. I'm going to show you that. But the parents doing that, if you or I did that, the CPS would take our children. If we took our child out in the middle of a 100-mile desert and said, we're going to walk with our 5-year-old across a 100-mile desert, which is nothing compared to the 1,000-mile treks they're making out of Central and South America up through Central America into Southern North America. But if you went out with one backpack and your 5-year-old and tried to march across it, not knowing where you were going, they would take your child for child endangerment, and they should. But you've got a UN program that Trump pulled out of last year, where in Nicaragua and El Salvador, they have two UN missions that actually run the program to have them stack up at the border and then get on top trains. And they have agreements with all those nations that they can then go through on the tops of the trains, men, women, and children hanging on up to the U.S. as part of a UN program to collapse our borders. They're using these poor, desperate people. And I wish we could help them. But the globalist program to collapse the U.S. is meant to bring everybody down. Look what the globalists have already done to successful countries in Latin America and Africa. They destroyed them the same way America is being destroyed with these policies. So I'm giving you the whole analysis here. But they don't want you to hear. And everybody watching should tell friends, neighbors, family to listen and watch. You should tell them to tune in. You should tell them if you're watching on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube right now. That if you want to know what's really going on and how big this media globalist hoax is, their next big push to try to bring down Trump and America, just like Europe, is open borders. So the UN runs it. Trump pulls out of it. So the very same Soros-funded non-governmental organizations, I've got stacks of news here on the same thing in Europe, but I'm going to tie it all together, the information they don't want you to have. This is the full spectrum. Now that you know that's going on, let's look at what's currently happening in the hysteria department. And then I'm getting the really big news. The Democrats are branding this, and Hayden, the former head of the CIA, who was engaged in all, and the NSA, all the illegal behavior, what a sinister, twisted, looks like a Pixar Disney villain. Now, zoom in on that sinister face. He compares Trump and the detention of these children while they vet their parents and find out who's criminal, who isn't, where they came from, who they are. He's comparing that to Auschwitz, where hundreds of thousands, millions of people got processed and put into slave labor and many of them killed. Now, come on. Unbelievable. And, of course, footage has been released of the children in these facilities, and they're like high schools, junior highs, and middle schools, because they are. They're run by advisors from the local independent school districts who take the contracts, and then they bring in substitute teachers and security, and they run it the way you should. These are huge schools inside warehouses. I demanded coverage of this years ago. I made a big deal about it 10 years ago when it started, if you remember. Ventura did a show on it, and they actually released footage then, and I had to shut my mouth. Because I knew they had some real FEMA camps, and I wanted to know why there were, you know, jungle gyms and stuff in Round Rock up there, and I went and found out. So I'm an expert on this. But let's continue. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is a fact. If you're a TV viewer, you see how great these facilities are. If you look at the numbers of problems coming out of them, it's almost non-existent because these poor children out of Latin America and other areas are so happy to be somewhere safe. Now let's continue. You got the Democrats running to New York, running to Texas, and then going, oh, it's hot, it's 100 degrees, oh, the children are dying inside, oh, they're dying. Then they get inside, and even CNN has to admit, they had thermometers, the Democrats did, they had to admit it was 72. That's in my articles. Some say that's too cold, it's too hot, it's too cold. 76 is about the average, they say. 72 degrees. Yeah, we like our air conditioning down here in Texas. So Obama started this whole program. And then again, they've got chain link fences in the warehouses on the outside so adults can't get into them who are unauthorized. Some of the cots are up against the edges. They use some of these photos before the facilities got upgraded, but it's Obama era. Now let's continue. 80% of Central American women, girls, are raped crossing into the U.S. This is last year. The center, and it breaks it all down, numbers from the Justice Department and ICE. 80% of women and girls crossing in the U.S. by way of Mexico are raped during their journey. That's up from the previous estimate of 60%, according to Amnesty International. And then it goes into ICE agreeing with that number. Here's a CNN article from last year. The deadly toll of human smuggling and trafficking in the U.S. It's estimated that there's over 200,000 people dead that they don't know about, but they've already found over 100,000 dead and another 100,000 shot, most of them being robbed when they tried to come up through Mexico. It is beyond road warrior in northern Mexico and how these folks are being fed on by these evil gangs. The Mexican Mafia, MS-13, all these other groups. Now, do you hear that humanized? Do you hear that covered? No. You have adults showing up. You'll catch 20, 30, 40, 50 people at a time, men, women, and children, some of them dehydrated, whatever. And, of course, you go women here, men here, kids here. You process. You find out who people are. They go through the whole thing. And then if you're here and have a criminal background and have already been here before, you go to jail, and your kids go to CPS. If you're a rapist or a murderer, others, you get deported back to Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Brazil. What are we supposed to do? Oh, here, we got 100 people we picked up today coming over the river or, you know, crawling across the desert. Here, let's just throw them all in to a holding tank. That would be insane abuse, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but guess who does that? The UN throws people into big, giant sports stadium-style holding tanks. And we're going to cover that when we come back. I have hundreds of mainstream news articles admitting unbelievable amounts of men, women, and children murdered, sex trafficked, killed by the UN. Oh, but guess who's been suing Trump? And guess who's involved? The UN human rights head. Trump policy separating families is abuse. He goes on to say it's government-sanctioned abuse, harming children. That is like Satan just, you know, telling a regular person they're the devil. It's like Hitler telling somebody they're a Nazi when they're not even a Nazi. But remember, what is Hayden saying? That little creep who's been caught lying to Congress and spying illegally and all the rest of this garbage. He says it's like Auschwitz. He says it's like Nazi Germany. And you got the Democrat lawmakers angry with what they saw in South Texas. But then we have the shock video on InfoWars.com from Information Liberation inside Trump's concentration camp for immigrant children. And I can't believe it's nicer than many of the public schools I've seen. There's a ton of the footage, indoor gyms, everything, food, air conditioning, schools, the whole nine yards regimented. Probably the best they've had it in their life. That's the evil of the concentration camps. Playing volleyball, playing soccer. Oh my God, it's so horrible. Jungle gyms, everything. Weights and track for the older children. Meanwhile, the UN literally runs giant child kidnapping rings and death camps and exterminated a million people in Rwanda.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is speaking right now with Vice President Pence about the whole media hoax, the UN-run global hoax that we've got children in concentration camps. It's unbelievable. And if you just joined us, I was breaking down earlier all of that and the proof of it and the history of it and just how insane all of this is. It is mind-blowing. So he's still live as we speak. And we're going to go back to the beginning of his statements coming up in this hour and play them, but they were powerful. He said people are dying in mass coming over the border. He said they're killing people once they get here. It's totally lawless. Latin America has collapsed. You've got the Democrats lying about what's going on. But if you just joined us, this whole push about children in concentration camps, and this is like Nazi Germany, and the Democrats and the Republicans saying it, is their desperation to make America turn against Trump and turn against prosperity. It's just that simple. And it's diabolical. Ladies and gentlemen, 80% of the women coming in to the United States through Mexico get raped, according to Amnesty International. That is the Huffington Post's own admission. You have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people killed already in the last decade in Mexico. Many of them the ones trying to come into the United States. And then you've got the United Nations running this huge, gigantic hoax. UN Human Rights Head, Trump policy separating migrant families is abuse. That's the head of that program. Now that's in the Hill today. But they think you don't have a memory. Look at this article. UN peacekeepers caught running massive child sex ring, not one person jailed. Reuters broke all that down earlier this year. There's AP. Now let's go back to AP. Think about that. AP exclusive. UN child sex ring left victims, but no arrest, because it was the UN doing it. Tens of thousands of children, many of them ended up dead. Hundreds were found dead, raped, murdered, decapitated, snuff filmed. That's the UN peacekeeper specialty all over the world. It's known for that. I've made films about it 21 years ago. I made my first film, America Destroyed by Design. A third of it is about UN sex crimes with mainstream articles and videos. I had to blur it out, but we've got them raping children, torturing them, and roasting them over fires and eating them. In my film, America Destroyed by Design, we have the UN roasting and eating children. Roasting and eating children. UN peacekeepers caught running a child sex ring. 2,000 plus cases of sexual abuse reported. That's AP. The child sex ring run by the UN peacekeepers in Haiti. Here's another one. UN failed Rwanda. They didn't fail. They came in 94. Bill Clinton oversaw it. They stood down. They put the minority Christian tribe in camps and killed over a million of them. And the UN oversaw it. And there's videos and photos of the UN raping and robbing the women and children and then killing them with machetes and machine guns. Exclusive, Rwanda Revisited. Former President Clinton said he never knew the extent of suffering during Rwanda's genocide, but American diplomats on the ground knew exactly what was happening, and they told Washington and were told to stand down. That's foreignpolicy.com, globalist publication. Globalist publication, 2015, documenting everything I said in my film, America Destroyed by Design. Shove that down your throat, so-called liberals. When you point your fingers at Trump and air-conditioned facilities that by law set up decades ago, the children come into because they're with all these adults. They don't know who's who. They've got to vet them, put them into the database. You don't put children in general population in these immigrant detention centers that every other country has, unless you're Germany or Europe, where they open their borders up. 80% of Central American women, girls, are raped crossing into the U.S. Wow. The deadly toll. It's all right here. London Independent. UN peacekeepers in Haiti implicated in child sex ring. On and on and on and on and on. I mean, you can go to Bing Images. Google censors everything now, or other search engines. Type in UN peacekeepers killing children, UN peacekeepers raping children, and you will get Der Spiegel. You'll get the Moscow Times. You'll get the Japanese newspapers. Hardly any U.S. news, but you can see it for yourself. But the biggest ones were the whistleblowers, the congressional hearings about Kosovo, and also about Bosnia-Herzegovina. Remember that there have been Hollywood movies made about it where they were loading kids on C-130s, the UN, and flying them out to the Middle East to these sex dungeons, just like the Lolita Express with Epstein and Weinstein and Clinton? I mean, these people got a lot of nerve. They're the ones, the UN running industrial-level child kidnapping and sex abuse and kidnapping women. That's a whole other area. It's even bigger. The UN. Type in UN trafficking kidnap women. You'll get Guardian, AP, Reuters. I mean, confirmed. Absolutely, totally confirmed. Massive sex crimes, U.S. congressional hearings, but zero coverage here in the U.S. media. And it's all been confirmed now. The Democrats try to whitewash it. But don't worry. Oh, the former head of the CIA and the NSA, Hayden, says it's like Auschwitz and Dachau and Buchenwald, Nazi Germany. And Trump's a Nazi, and the Democrats are banging on the doors. Oh, we ought to roll some of that footage. Let us in. Oh, we demand to see the babies. They let them in. It's all nice, 72 degrees. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, these Democrats care so much about your children. They care so much. And they've got all the regular Democrat lawyers running along behind everybody. These people are unbelievable. Trying to humanize people we're treating like humans. When the globalists treat everybody else like dog meat, and they're just trying to create an idea that we can't have a border and we can't hold anybody that pours across our border when they are abusing their children, bringing them across. And a lot of the kids, it turns out, have to go through databases. They've been kidnapped. A lot of times they're children that other people have that were grabbed from their parents who were killed on the way up. What do you think happens to the hundreds of thousands of people that have been dug up in mass graves all over Mexico? A lot of times their kids aren't with them. They're taken. They're smuggled. And the Democrats have been caught all over the U.S. fencing the kids through the Catholic Church instead of, quote, through the normal government aid agencies. Obama only started that the last few years and was segueing, this is the real scandal, out of keeping them in the detention centers and processing them and just loading them on buses. Remember we broke that? That they were just loading them on buses and then shipping them to Catholic charities. Oh, give a bunch of little kids to the Catholic priest and all the other perverts with them. Isn't that a great idea? I'm not saying all Catholic priests are, but special Democrat Party ones. I'm going to pull up Jakari Jackson's report on that from 4 years ago. We were the first to break that. Drudge link to it. Where they were just loading them on the buses and just disappearing kids. Oh, really? That's totally illegal. But Obama did it. We'll be back. Stay with us. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I am so outraged right now. I am boiling angry right now that the mainstream media is so deceptive, so brazen, so over-the-top arrogant that they think they can sell the hoax that the U.S. has children from Latin America and other areas that are pouring in illegally with smugglers, their parents that are endangering them, you name it. And they're being put in clean, nice facilities that are set up as schools while we find out who the hell they came in with through the hundreds of thousands that have been killed trying to get into the U.S. by the murderous, barbarous gangs in Mexico. And to have that turned around, and to have Democratic Congress people banging on doors saying it's hot out here, and they get inside and it's 72 degrees, and they go, well, doesn't matter, you should let them go, like Obama started doing before he followed the U.S. law and the kids got taken care of. But he started loading them on buses and shipping them to Democrat and Catholic charities run by the Democrats, just disappearing them, many of them found in sex trafficking. And I've got even CNN reporting that right here. So let's just let kids randomly show up with who the hell knows who, and then just turn them loose into the U.S. That is completely evil. But we first documented that 4 years ago with Jakari Jackson and Adan Salazar, where we caught the buses and in McAllen, Texas, and the local emergency manager saying, look, here's the order. Obama told us, let them in, load them on buses, and they're sent to Democrat charities. Folks, Hillary's top lady got caught in Haiti trying to ship out a bunch of kids without documentation. Remember, and she got a major smuggling charge and was convicted. But when the president ordered it, it still happened. Think about the smokescreen they're using here and how huge this is. That you've got the former head of the CIA, Hayden, saying that this is like concentration camps for the kids. And that all of this is going on. The Democrats yelling and screaming, saying there's no air conditioning till they get inside. All Trump's doing is following U.S. law. And then you get the U.N. coming out saying that this is like a concentration camp and Trump is a criminal. When the U.N. has this incredible history of mass sex slavery in Africa, in Haiti, in the Balkans, in Asia, in Latin America, it is incredible. There's AP on screen. Unbelievable. We were in Haiti months before that broke and first reported on it with senators in Haiti. Just like we reported on and broke the latest mole in the Trump campaign and the last two moles, we're going to break more in the next segment with Roger Stone exclusively and Matt Bracken with his analysis. But let me, because I was mentioning it, get to the president's speech that's still ongoing, but the first is very, very powerful, where he lays it all out. We're live linked to it on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The president exposes the massive hoax that he's even in control of this. He's just following the law. He defaulted back to the law that Obama started violating halfway into his presidency. First 4 years, Obama followed the law, put them in these detention centers. They weren't as nice. They've been beefed up and made nicer. He's making the children detention centers great again. But with Obama, put our article back up during a speech. I want to show people our article from 4 years ago with the HD footage of the emergency manager saying, we're ordered to not even ask who they are. Load them, men, women, children, up in buses and just sometimes unaccounted 10-year-olds and just ship them to Illinois, you name it. Wow. You imagine you're going to an airport, you come in, and there's some little kids there, and the government just takes them and says, we're going to just turn them loose outside the airport to some random people. You'd say, is this a movie? But they do it. And then when we try to stop it, they turn it around that we put kids in a frickin' concentration camp. America defeated Hitler. Now, the Democrats have said they want to put conservatives in re-education centers. That's in major bills. But that's their political enemies. Hell, Hillary said we want fun camps for men. They said they want to re-educate us. They turn the colleges into these re-education camps. But this is not happening for these children. They're being well taken care of. I have investigated it because I would investigate real FEMA centers and ran to some of these. And these are simply following law. They're well taken care of. Some of their parents are allowed into the country. They're not criminals. If they're not, they're shipped back. A lot of times they're being smuggled in by people that aren't even their parents or family. They're catching kids being smuggled in for the hungry market of child molesters in the U.S. and their spokespersons, the Democratic Party. That's who they are. It's why Salon, it's why the New York Times, it's why HBO, Vice is now promoting pedophilia because they want to normalize what they are into. They catch Democrats all the time with underground sex slave things in Austin, and it's always like the mayor's brother or city councilman's brother, and they're coyotes here in Austin beating people with baseball bats to suck money out of them. And if they don't do good, they're found dead in the desert. But then Robert Rodriguez makes movies where Don Johnson, the gringo, shoots the pregnant Mexican. That's not happening. The gringos aren't doing that. I dare you to find one case out of a million. But let me tell you, who has killed hundreds of thousands of women and men? And that's the Mexican gangs. But, oh, let's not talk about those. Let's say Trump's building concentration camps where we're saving these children and not just throwing them to the four winds when they just made it through the death race they were in. Here's the president.
By the Vice President of the United States. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. This is an incredible time for our country. I would say that our economy, and many of you know that very well, is doing better than it ever has done. Our employment numbers are the best that they've been, perhaps ever, but certainly in recorded history. Reports just came out, best in 44 years. Black unemployment is the lowest level in history. Hispanic unemployment, lowest level in history. Women unemployment, lowest level in 21 years. It started at 19, went up to 20, now it's up to 21. Very soon it's going to be in history. We're doing numbers like we've never seen, and we have some of the great industry leaders here today who I'm going to be introducing in a little while, quickly, and they're going to do so much with NASA and so many of the great things we're doing, but they understand full well what's happening. We've never seen a period of time like this. The whole world is looking up to the United States. And the United States is respected again. There was a period of time we were not so respected, not so long ago. The United States is respected again. If I might, I just wanted to make a brief statement on immigration and what's happening. And I'll say it very honestly, and I'll say it very straight. Immigration is the fault and all of the problems that we're having. Because we cannot get them to sign legislation. We cannot get them even to the negotiating table. And I say it's very strongly the Democrats' fault. They're obstruction. They're really obstructionists. And they are obstructing. The United States will not be a migrant camp. And it will not be a refugee holding facility. Won't be. You look at what's happening in Europe, you look at what's happening in other places, we can't allow that to happen to the United States, not on my watch. For the rest of the world, you look at everything that's taking place, pick up your newspapers this morning, and you see. We want safety and we want security for our country. If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children, good for the country, good for the world. It could take place quickly. We could have an immigration bill. We could have child separation. We're stuck with these horrible laws. They're horrible laws. What's happening is so sad. Is so sad.
And we're going to stop right there. That's right. A lot of these laws were passed by Bill Clinton. And he's trying to reform it. The Democrats just say total open borders, let the UN run it all. We've got more of this coming up, but first, big exclusive news with Roger Stone, Matt Bracken, and more as Russiagate completely implodes.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies.
Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Roger Stone with breaking news. Today, I sent a letter to Chairman Devin Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee to inform him of yet another FBI effort to infiltrate the Trump campaign and compromise Donald Trump himself. In May of 2016, I was approached by a man named Henry Greenberg, or at least that's the alias that he used, who said he had valuable information on the Clintons. After meeting him for 20 minutes, he told me that the information would cost $2 million. When I told him that not only did I not have $2 million, but even if I did have it, I didn't pay for political information, he laughed and said it wasn't my money he wanted, it was Donald Trump's. I told him that Trump didn't pay for information either, and that was the end of the meeting. Now, however, we have learned that Henry Greenberg is a longtime Russian national, but an FBI informant who has had numerous waivers to get in and out of the country at the sufferance of the FBI. This is clearly, like the situation with Steph Halper, yet another attempt to infiltrate and compromise the Trump campaign. This is Roger Stone with breaking news.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, it was Roger Stone that broke Stefan Halperin and the other mole, and now the latest mole. And the media, even though he broke it, even though he told the Washington Post on Friday and told us on Friday, but we had to hold it till Sunday as part of an agreement with the Washington Post, so we simultaneously broke it. We were 30 minutes before them. It was 7 a.m. Eastern was the time we were able to break it. And there's his statement, but no one picked it up at DrudgeReport.com, that, no, this is someone using a Western-style name, not saying they're a Russian background, coming and saying, we have dirt on Hillary, that's totally normal in a campaign to do opposition research, and then spinning it that somehow, oh, see, it's an undisclosed person, now that we know that they're going to bring him up and say, oh, he has Russian ties, when Stone and Caputo do not know about the Russia ties. But regardless, it changes the subject from here they are trying to plant more moles, potential moles inside of the camp to create those connections to Russia that don't exist. And then counterterrorism expert, author, researcher, former Navy SEAL, Matt Bracken, is going to add his analysis to this as well. He's riding shotgun with us. So, Roger, I tell you, this is getting incredible.
Well, and the more we dig into it, the more incredible it is, Alex. In May of 2016, this is prior to Hillary raising the whole phony Russia issue, my associate Michael Caputo, who's appeared here numerous times at InfoWars, was approached by a man who said he had valuable information for the Trump campaign. Caputo asked me to meet with the man who at that point called himself Henry Greenberg. As we now know, that was an alias. And if you go to democratdossier.org, you can see his real background. He is a 17-year paid informant for the FBI, a Russian national who spent 10 years in prison, who was in the country in May 2016 through a special waiver approved by the FBI. How does a foreign organized crime associate with a 10-year violent prison record get into the country, except for he is sent to us in an effort to entrap myself and compromise Donald Trump?
And by the way, that's all come out in the investigation. You know, I saw an excellent headline that describes all this, that out of town hall, as I said Friday. Overall, it's a whitewash, but admits bombshells. They say nobody did anything wrong, then they actually admit all the crimes in it. This is all confirmed what you've been saying all along.
Well, and the mainstream media likes to go back to the fact that I didn't recall this meeting. I didn't recall it. Caputo didn't recall it until Robert Mueller's investigators asked him all about it, and they knew all about it. How coincidental. Interestingly enough, they also had a text message between Caputo and myself in which he asked me how the meeting went, and I told him it was a waste of time. But it's interesting. How did they get that text message if not through an illegal FISA warrant spying on me because I am a 30-plus year associate of Donald Trump's? The whole thing stinks of a setup. The mainstream media wants to focus on why I didn't remember an innocuous 20-minute meeting in which nothing inappropriate happened other than my flatly rejecting this effort to entrap us. Obviously, had Trump paid for this information, he would have been compromised, and I think that was the purpose of the actual meeting.
And they sure tried absolutely hard. I noticed even the Washington Post and places, they talk about this guy. They go, yeah, he worked for the FBI for 16 years. Yeah, he's got a criminal background. Okay, big deal. Oh, but, you know, Stone doesn't really know they sent them. We have the documents. We have the emails. We have the admissions of people covering up for Hillary and real Russian collusion and all this other collusion with China and then trying to project that on you. They covered up Spygate, illegal spying on you guys, with the whole new Russiagate. Where is Russiagate now at this point? I mean, I know it's falling apart, but at the same time, they just keep moving forward. And the top search term yesterday and today is Roger Stone Trump, as this is the top story going, oh, my God, we got him on Joy Behar. Yay! General Flynn says they're all Russian agents. Trump's going to hell. We're bringing the economy down. Yip, yip. And, of course, none of it was true. So they just keep running the hoax when you're the one going public to the Washington Post saying, hey, they keep asking about a guy that I had a five-minute meeting with, one of thousands of meetings, that was, you didn't even really say he was a Russian. He's got this anglicized-sounding name. And then it's just incredible. It's like they take something. They take something where it's a point against them, and then they act like it's something we've done.
No, exactly right. They make a great deal of the fact that I honestly just didn't recall this meeting because it was so ludicrous. Not only does this guy show up wearing a MAGA hat, a Trump T-shirt, he shows me on his phone photographs of himself and a woman, his wife, his girlfriend, I don't know, at various Trump rallies. He's obviously trying to persuade me that he just wants to help Trump. And then he says he wants $2 million for unspecified information. Doesn't say that it's emails, by the way. The whole thing reeks of an FBI cover-up. How was he in the country at all, given his record for gun violence in the USSR?
Roger, these people have so much intelligence on us that I'm there with, like, Navy SEALs who were off-duty. One of them, a major leader in the underwater submarine operations, really secretive stuff. He didn't give me the info, but I know who he is and talk to folks. The point is, they come over to our table the night of the inauguration, and we later learn and track all this, and start saying, I want to buy submarine technology, and I want you to meet with a representative of Taiwan. They're patriots. And the Navy SEAL guys are like, whoa, because no one even knew that they were in super secret submarine operations. But these people did. And then later we learned they posted photos at strategic places of us at that meeting online to start an investigation on me and those Navy SEALs. And yes, later tried to go after that leader. So I'm telling you, man, they are incredible.
Well, and really, let me address the most important question. These illegal FISA warrants are their Achilles heel. They refuse to admit in the Manafort matter that he was ever under surveillance in the discovery, even though he's legally entitled to the evidence against him. The Rod Rosenstein and the Justice Department is stonewalling the House Intelligence Committee in their demands for this information. The fact that they have the text messages between Caputo and I believe those are the fruits of an illegal FISA warrant, as reported by the New York Times on January 20th.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to go to break and come back with more of this just briefly, and I'm bringing Matt Bracken up. I'm not even plugging this hour except free shipping is still here today and all the big specials today because I've been so busy, I haven't done new specials. Even though X2 and Brainforce are about to sell out, they're still 50% off. Folks, if you want to support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Please pray for us. Spread the live links. We are tomorrow's news today as well. We're under attack. Matt Bracken only brought up the Navy SEAL story, your Navy, former Navy SEAL, to like they know when I've got security, or they even know on the day who I'm with people I've only been with for 2 days, trying to get me to do something illegal or trying to get my associates. I mean, they are on our butts trying to plant something.
Well, remember, they can listen to your phones 24/7 unless you take the battery out or stick it in an ammo can or something. So your phone is an eavesdropping device and a geo-tracker. So, every time you use a credit card, it pings at their headquarters. So if they want to follow you and know what you're talking about, who you're with, they know. You know, it's something that this is something that Roger mentioned this morning on Laura Ingraham. This is similar. The Greenberg setup is similar to the Trump Tower meeting in that the Russian lawyer, Veselnitskaya, she needed a special State Department visa to get into the USA. Then she meets Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS before and after the Trump Tower meeting. So, I mean, this is clearly another setup. It's all part of the same insurance policy.
You know, now let's talk about this deep state policy. War, Matt, and with Roger. We come back in just 2 minutes. What's their next move? You predicted a lot of their moves accurately, Matt Bracken, counterterrorism expert. Of course, you've got Roger at the center of this. What does he expect is coming next? We know, as he said a few weeks ago, they're zeroing in on Roger Stone and me. About 25% of the time spent on...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.